Today's the day before Halloween. I like to call it Reformation Day. We're here in Rome, and President Biden just arrived. It's interesting for the G20. And of course, it's snarling all the streets, and all the security is everywhere. But why we're here is I got to teach today part of our courses on Romans. I did Romans 3 and justification. But right here, I stepped out of the classroom, and I just wanted to show you that's the big church right there is St. John, San Giovanni in Laterano. And you can hear, by the way, all the sirens. I think there are more helicopters in the air and police on the street and everything. It's quite exciting here. But that's the Lateran where the Pope speaks ex cathedra infallibly. And that's where he does it inside that church. And then this is the highlight right there. That church right there, you see the one that goes from right there all the way over to right there, that whole church is called Santa Scala, the Sacred Steps or the Holy Steps. That contains the 28 steps from Pilate's Judgment Hall that Helena, the mother of Constantine, brought over from Jerusalem, and the church is built around it. But that's where Martin Luther, in 1510, was ascending those steps on his knees, doing all the prayers, because Pope Leo IV said in 850 AD that if you did those stairs, you'd get indulgence from purgatory. And boy, Luther wanted it. He couldn't wait to know the full remission of his sins and not having to go to purgatory and all that. And it was part of his pilgrimage here to the Lateran. So you can see how close they are, the whole Santa Scala and San Giovanni. But what happened there? He was on his knees. He was saying his prayers. And what his youngest son, Dr. Paul Luther, said in 1544, he wrote it down in a letter, and it's still in the museum. He said, "My dad was on his knees doing his prayers, climbing up the Santa Scala, and in his heart, over and over, like thunder were the words, 'The just shall live by faith.'" And he said his father right there embraced Christ by faith, right there at Santa Scala. And guess what? He stood up. Everyone's on their knees, all the monks and priests and pilgrims. And he stood up and walked down the stairs and walked home and began his ministry in Wittenberg that we all know so much about. And 7 years later, on October 31st, 1517, he posted his disputations. Here's the title: 95 Disputations on the Power and Efficacy of Indulgences. Ah, and thus was born the Reformation. It started right there with the Word of God in the heart of Martin Luther. You know what God wants to do with us? Have us start believing, trusting, meditating on, and responding to the Word of God. That's all the Reformation was about, is the power of God's Word to transform our hearts. And that's our lesson. That's my devotional thought from right here at the Lateran, Santa Scala, on this day before Halloween, Reformation Day. John Barnett here teaching the life and letters of Paul, Romans and Galatians, these 2 weeks. What a blessing. Thanks for praying for us. Thanks for supporting us as we serve here. The students are great. I'm hearing from so many testimonies of what God is doing. And so all that God has done through us together, through your prayers and support of us as we serve here. Thank you. God bless you.